We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, motivated viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayamé, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Intacre Cable Vision and Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santini de Paraguay, Channel 30. Norqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAR. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bemende on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Linde and Environs on CITSAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia and Hope Province, Channel 21 on Han Ate Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Ilkatinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Dahun Olds Province, Channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Cha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnari. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Lua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a French-produced eco-documentary shows the devastating effects of factory farming on the planet. In education news, Indonesia offers university scholarships to Belarusian students. In health news, an American study finds that practicing meditation has medical benefits. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 30, award-winning writer and peace advocate Mr. Romain Rolland is fondly remembered. He was born in Clamcy, France in 1866 and passed away on this day in 1944. Jean Christophe, for which Mr. Rolland was honoured with the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1915, has been praised as a rare epic masterpiece. A devoted pacifist and vegetarian, Mr. Rolland deeply respected Mahatma Gandhi and authored a book on him in 1924. He co-founded with Professor Dr. Edmond Bardot-Zekili in 1928 the International Biogenic Society to promote the well-being of body and spirit through a plant-based lifestyle. Mr. Rolland stated, "A hero is a man who does what he can." May the noble legacy of Mr. Romain Rolland inspire many to be heroes and adopt the earth-saving, animal-free diet of compassion.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Fiji. On December 14th, Cyclone Mick pummeled Fiji, triggering extensive flooding and powerful gale force winds on the main island of Viti Levu. At least 4 people lost their lives and another 4,000 fled to 60 different evacuation centers, as homes and crops were destroyed with trees uprooted, schools damaged, and power lines felled, causing electricity loss throughout much of the region.
People experienced a lot of floods inside their homes and the property damaged everything.
How high is the water here?
Oh, you have a
So very dangerous for children, so you had to put them on the boat and go to the...
The current was very strong.
Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai promptly asked that our nearby association members please go to help and console those in need. She also offered assistance of $10,000, an amount that could purchase $125,000 in urgent supplies in the United States based on Fiji's cost of living.
Our association's relief team from Australia immediately traveled to Viti Levu, covering their own travel and related expenses of $2,500. Once there, they happened to meet up with the owner of a supply shop, Mr. Rudra, who kindly offered for his staff to pack 720 parcels of items. These included rice, split peas, sugar, breakfast crackers, vegetable oil, instant noodles, refreshments for children, and informative SOS flyers. Local disaster management officials informed the relief team that the urgent needs were near the national capital of Sova in Rewa Province and Navua District in the southern province of Sarua.
With the help of local heads of council in the following days, the relief team was able to deliver packages to the most affected villages and settlements. In addition, materials such as DVDs, books, and CDs of Supreme Master Qinghai and about the vegan solution to global warming were given to the village elders for distribution. The people eagerly and gratefully came to receive the gifts and supplies as soon as our association members arrived at each destination. They expressed their deep thankfulness for Master's love, saying it helped elevate the atmosphere.
We would like to thank you for your generosity in kind of donation of the items that you've given us today, and it truly helped us to recover and to get us on our feet.
What we received today, it's a miracle in Christmas.
I would like to thank the Supreme Master Qinghai for a wonderful task, which indeed is provided the food packages to the needy people. And I would like to thank the Supreme Master Ching Hai once again.
We really thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for whatever you have done for us. We really appreciate that.
Our appreciation, Mr. Rudra, and staff, as well as all local officials, for your generous assistance during this relief work. We are ever grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt care of the vulnerable, as we also thank our association members for their timely help. May heaven bless the people of Fiji with a smooth recovery of their fulfilling day-to-day lives, as we strive to lessen such disasters through our kindness extended to all beings.
Severe flooding costs lives in Latin America. Torrential rain has forced thousands of people from their homes in Colombia, Peru, and Argentina. In Colombia, some 60,000 people were affected along the northern coast, and one youth was reported missing after attempting to cross a flooded river via a cable. Central Peru has reported infrastructure damage following 48 hours of downpours, while in Argentina, two youths lost their lives, and around 3,000 people fled to higher ground or were stranded on rooftops.
Supreme Master Ching Hai quickly requested that our nearby association members go to assist and comfort the afflicted, expressing her deep condolences and prayers, as she also said that financial reimbursement is available as needed.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed care of the flood-afflicted Latin American people. Our prayers go out to all those suffering the effects of this storm and to the loved ones of the departed or missing. Wishing everyone a soon restoration of their regular day-to-day lives, and that humanity's benevolent endeavors ease disruptions as these.
Thousands of Tanzanians rendered homeless over the holidays. Beginning on Christmas Day, heavy rains began in Tanzania's Kongwa District in the Dodoma region and Kilosa District in the Morogoro region, triggering floods. At least one person perished, and thousands had to flee their homes, which were swept away or inundated.
Earlier in the week, torrential rains elsewhere in Tanzania triggered flash floods along Babati-Arusha Highway, rendering roads impassable. The Kongwa District Administration has provided temporary shelter for families whose homes were severely damaged or destroyed, and has been working with Red Cross Tanzania to distribute relief items to evacuees. In Kilosa District, Morogoro Regional Commissioner Isa Machibia visited and comforted victims, saying that the government is working with local officials to ease the situation.
With her heartfelt sympathy and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately asked that our native or nearby association members please go, if possible, to help those most in need. She added that funds are available if necessary.
We thank Commissioner Machibia, other Tanzanian officials, Red Cross Tanzania, and all personnel working to assist the storm-affected people. Our thankfulness also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her concern extended to the distressed. We pray for the Tanzanian people's soon return to productive everyday lives, and that such devastations are alleviated through humanity's more considerate stewardship on Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Peace Award for 10 journalists. The African media members were honored at Internews Kenya's first Reporting for Peace Award ceremony, held to recognize the achievements of journalists who had participated in the Reporting for Peace project. This program was launched by the international nonprofit organization following Kenya's conflict in 2008 to help the journalists become ethical and impartial reporters who could even serve as conflict mediators.
Kenyan awardee Ms. Rose Okinda said, "Thanks to Internews training, I understood that I have the power to transform my environment if I tell the truth in a balanced manner and with appropriate language. Other honorees included freelancer Ms. Kentis Onyach of the town of Eldoret, who won the Best Conflict-Sensitive Feature produced independently by a partner journalist, and Mr. Julius Cabet, editor of Sayer FM, a religious radio station also based in Eldoret, who won first place for Best Feature. Explaining his project, he stated, "I focused on community development organizations working to bring peace in Eldoret and portrayed leaders working to spread the message of reconciliation."
Our sincere accolades, all awardees, for your deserved recognition. And many thanks, Internews, for initiating such a program to promote peace through objective reporting. Wishing all media members protection and fulfillment as you continue in your noble work to enhance harmony in Kenya and beyond.
Formosan, or Taiwanese Prime Minister, sees benefits of the veg diet. Over the past 6 months, Formosan Premier Wu Duanyi noted that he has lost weight and gained vitality by reducing fat content and eating two-thirds of his normal food portions. Moreover, the Premier stated that he minimizes the meat in up to two meals a day. Since his dietary change, the Prime Minister reports he has lost more than 5 kilograms over a 6-month period. Moreover, his colleagues report that the Premier's health is becoming better and better. Our respectful congratulations, Premier Wu Duanyi, for your noble example in advocating the plant-based lifestyle, which aids both health and the environment. May heaven continue to bless you with well-being and wise leadership in serving the Formosan or Taiwanese people.
Swine flu vaccine still raising concern over side effects. In Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, parents have avoided having their children receive swine flu vaccinations due to fear of adverse effects previously linked with the inoculation, such as illness, autism, and even death. A recent survey in the United States found that one-third of parents have similarly wary responses, despite a recent increase in the vaccine's availability. The swine flu vaccine is known to contain ingredients from chicken eggs obtained through cruel intensive breeding and confinement, or monkey kidneys extracted after infecting and killing the animals.
Canadian health officials were recently asked by a major vaccine producer to set aside a batch of vaccines that were found to trigger much higher rates of a dangerously severe allergic reaction called anaphylaxis. Meanwhile, South Korea has seen at least 292 reports of side effects following vaccines, including 4 potentially linked fatalities. In Formosa or Taiwan, the Centers for Disease Control or CDC reported that 4 people perished after receiving a flu shot, including a 7-year-old healthy boy who deteriorated starting the day after his inoculation, until succumbing just over a month later to extreme autoimmune disorder.
The island's CDC also recorded 331 complaints of milder effects such as dizziness, fever, headache, and vomiting. In response to the public's concern, the Formosan or Taiwanese Department of Health is now considering an increase in the level of financial compensation to victims of the swine flu vaccine's ill effects.
In official records alone, death tolls climbed to 6 in Pakistan, 10 in Georgia, 29 in Romania, 42 in Algeria, 115 in Egypt, and 625 in Ukraine, while Nepal confirmed her first 2 swine flu fatalities. Within a 7-day period, 578 fatalities were confirmed globally, including 145 in Europe, 179 in North America, and 197 in Asia. The current official global death toll is 20,616, although actual cases are said to be far too many to be counted.
We send our prayers to the stricken and the loved ones of those who have lost their lives to this pandemic. May animal-borne diseases as this cease to inflict such sudden tragedies upon families through our united choice of the most preventive, healthful vegan lifestyle.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Train in the world unveiled in China, employing advanced aerodynamic technologies that use less energy while also being more stable. The new Harmony Express has an average speed of 217 miles per hour. This reduces the time for the 644 mile journey from southern China's Guangzhou to the capital city of Beijing from 10 and a half hours to just 3. This long-distance passenger rail service is thus currently considered the fastest in the world. A big bravo, China, on your speedy technological achievement. Wishing many passengers enjoyment in the time-saving convenience of the Harmony Express.
Save our planet. Human consumption of salmon and lobster triggers marine imbalances. Studies conducted by the Australian Marine Conservation Society, or AMCS, off the coast of Tasmania have revealed that lobster fishing results in increased populations of spiny sea urchins. These species then overgraze kelp beds, causing areas known as sea urchin barrens, which triggers further biodiversity loss and disrupts important rocky reef ecosystems. Moreover, the scientists found the farmed salmon fishing also has a severe impact on marine life, with as much as 4 kilograms of wild fish being killed to produce 1 kilogram of Tasmanian salmon.
In addition, nearly 18 tons of antibiotics were fed to these farmed fish from 2006 to 2008 due to their susceptibility to disease because of extremely confined conditions, with as many as 50,000 to a pen. With temperatures of coastal waters in eastern Tasmania rising 4 times faster than the global average, the researchers warn that human-induced stressors such as lobster and salmon fishing increase the tolls and reduce the ecosystem's capacity to adapt. What's more, the farming of salmon generates vast amounts of toxic waste that are now polluting the once pristine Tasmanian environment.
Our gratefulness, Australian Marine Conservation Society scientists, for these findings. May all people quickly heed the urgency of this information and switch to wholesome vegan lifestyles for the conservation of precious marine life.
During a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke, as on previous occasions, about the marine biodiversity loss that is mainly caused by fish consumption.
Balanced marine ecosystems are extremely important, as more than two-thirds of the planet is covered by oceans. They provide half of the world's oxygen and play a major part in regulating the global climate. To disturb the balance of the seas thus ultimately places our own lives in danger. What we are seeing from these fish and marine life are signs of distress. So stop eating the flesh, stop killing for food, stop eating the fish. We should be looking for ways to help the fish, to protect them and all the marine life from the devastating effects of climate change. Once we start thinking in this way, we are in a better position for ourselves, for the fish and for the planet.
Save our planet. With over 60% of residents living below sea level and climate-related floods on the rise, Dutch officials discuss plans to construct houses with materials that can endure water immersion on the first floor.
Save our planet. The government of New South Wales and Australia warns that populations are facing the adverse effects of both global warming and ground-level ozone, with the latter being aggravated by livestock-generated methane and a known cause of early mortality.
Save our planet. Scientists of the German Advisory Council on Global Change call for a more specific climate goal to avoid catastrophe, stating that emissions must peak by no later than 2015 and be reduced 50% by 2030.
Save our planet. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California, USA, partners with Denmark to reduce chemical hazards by sharing information and developing methods that ensure the safety of both people and the environment.
Hello, I'm Luti the Fruit Bat, and it's only vegan food for me. I'm here with a tip of the day. A cool way to recycle your CDs is to create animals out of them for decorations or gifts. You can take colourful felt scraps, shape them according to your unique designs, and glue them to the CD. Then you can add personal touches like humorous eyes or a cute smile. This could also be an occasion to talk with your children or friends about the special animals that need our love and protection. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In environmental news, an eco-documentary shows humans' detrimental impact on the planet. Here to Stay, released in 2009, stars United Kingdom scientist Dr. James Lovelock, French philosopher Dr. Edgar Morang, and Nobel Peace Laureates Dr. Wangari Maathai of Kenya and former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. The film offers a look at the beauty of our Earth, as well as the effects of industrialization, including factory farming. Mr. Pierre Bauge, who directed the movie along with Mr. Olivier Bourgeois, discussed the consequences of meat consumption.
Ce système d'élevage intensif et la viande, la production massive de viande, a déjà des effets désastreux sur l'environnement, mais qu'en plus, si toutes ces surfaces agricoles qui sont occupées par ces élevages, par les cultures de soja qui sont nécessaires pour nourrir ces élevages, étaient utilisées pour produire des céréales et des légumes et des fruits pour nourrir l'ensemble des habitants de cette planète, alors on pourrait largement réduire la faim dans le monde.
Our profound appreciation, directors Olivier Bourgeois and Pierre Barougier, as well as all dedicated individuals who contributed to the fact-filled documentary Here to Stay. Heaven bless you for raising awareness about the importance of changing our way of life to safeguard the earth. Let's all choose to be vegan to bring about a world in which every being may prosper in peace.
In education news, Indonesia offers scholarships to Belarusian students. The Dharma Siswa Pemri Scholarship Program will take place in 47 universities throughout Indonesia. Belarus expressed gratitude for the invitation and envisions reciprocating in the future. In addition, a memorandum of understanding was signed between the two countries, highlighting the areas of industry and trade. Kudos, Indonesia and Belarus, for your warm friendship. May your collaboration enhance the lives of the open-hearted people of both your nations. Up next on Noteworthy News, American researchers conclude that practicing meditation has significant medical advantages. We're going to take a moment and pray for peace in the world. More exciting news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, assuring news for a calm world. In health news, an American study finds that meditation has health benefits. Joint research undertaken by the Medical College of Wisconsin and the Maharishi University in Iowa concluded that a group of patients that had been practicing meditation for 9 years gained substantial medical advantages. They were observed to have a 47% decrease in the incidence of heart attacks, strokes, and death compared to those who did not meditate. The study was funded by a more than $3.7 million U.S. dollar grant from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and the National Institute of Health. The results were presented at a meeting of the American Heart Association. Our thankfulness, Medical College of Wisconsin, Maharishi University, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, and National Institute of Health for these significant findings. May inner tranquility of all lead to a planet filled with peace and kindness.
Please join us for a good laugh with a joke told in Zulu entitled Golf Time.
Amadoda amabili ayedlala igolofu ingudla inenguku elibona ilifulegi kodwa ngayithuni ngayingena yayisha ibola nakuba kwanjalo ngathi isihamba iya uthanini athola ibolo elilodwa amathathu amafindi ukusuka emgodini lapho eliya ilibona ngandlela thiselasi lingena ngo ngaphakathi abezilweni eziphuzi bazama ukuthola ukuba yiliphi ibolo la yiphi indoda ngemgoba umalabi ayesepithi ama-TSD nombolo ethathu. Ehluleka ukuthasa isincumbu. Asi, ayibuyela ikilimbani eyofuna isahlulelo kumphendulo wangelufu. Ngemufundu kokuza indaba yakuthi noma wakutsala omlimbi kokusha kahle ngaphansi kwezinzima kanje isimo umphutheko wabusi. Ulungini, ubani ubodlala libolo eliphusi.
And now for our viewers' hotline about a message for President Barack Obama from Supreme Master Qinghai on Between Master and Disciples.
She's so loving, everyone. Be veg, go green. Viewer from Singapore.
Caring viewer, we pray that the heartfelt words of Supreme Master Qinghai support His Excellency President Obama in ushering in a new sustainable vegan era. The people of each country can adopt the plant-based diet, as well as urge their esteemed leaders to do likewise to save our planet. May heaven's will be done on earth, with divine blessings to you and your kind fellow Singaporeans.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the providence bless your heart and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
South Korea's government approves $22 million in donations for North Korea, including $13 million to be donated to the World Food Program and $4 million for the UN Children's Fund to support infant projects.
The Carnadi Ponies Association in Wales, United Kingdom, has used compassionate horse whisperer techniques to befriend and find loving homes for 60 wild ponies.
Sponsored by the Islamic International Relief Organization, a team of ophthalmologists from Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Pakistan arrive in Katsina, Nigeria, where they perform 500 surgeries to prevent blindness.
The Asian Film Awards in Hong Kong recognizes Zhang Yimou, Chinese director of Raise the Red Lantern and the Beijing Olympics opening show, for his distinguished contributions to cinema.
Representatives from 23 international embassies attend a congenial bonfire gathering to celebrate the 49th anniversary of the Cuban Institute for Friendship Between People.
When Americans Jeff Bassler and Jim Salisbury purchased for renovation the home Mr. Howard Kimball was living in, they decided to provide an even better house at reduced rent for the single father of three.
The Kuwait Fund for Arab Economic Development sponsors construction of a road network in Syria, connecting two provinces to improve transportation and business throughout the region.
Professor Asim Datarai of Scotland discovers that the natural gel in tomato seeds acts similarly to aspirin, improving blood circulation and preventing clotting without any adverse side effects.
Puppy mills across the state of Pennsylvania, USA are closing as new laws take effect, with stricter violation penalties along with requirements for increased cage sizes, room for exercise, and regular veterinary care.
The Philippine government helps former members of the New People's Army establish new peaceful lives by offering cash donations to cover basic needs as well as vocational training and business startup funds.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.